Okay, on the bottom of Teshuvah and Meralev. Okay, Tak the Idli Lebei Medrasha. So Rameir grabbed Acher and he pulled him into a Vish Medrash. Omer Leili Yanuka Psokli Psukecha. This is one of the ways that they were mishtamish with the things that were like Ruach HaKodesh. They asked a child to say what pasuk he's holding by, and they found a simon in that to what was relevant to their issues. Amar lo, Ein Shalom Amar Hashem L'Rishoyim. So he said, the pasuk I'm learning now is Ein Shalom Hashem Amar Hashem. So Acher took it as a hint that the Rabbanu Shalom is not happy with him and there's no peace for him. Idol of Beknish Tachrisi took him to another shul. Amar lo, Yanuka Psokli Tzukecha. Said the same thing. They used to learn, the children used to learn in the shuls. So he pulled out a kid who was learning Torah and he said to him, what are you learning? Even if you try to wash yourself with the detergents, not going to help. So again, he took the message that there's no hope for him. Same message, that no matter what you try, it's not going to be of any effect. You try to adorn yourself and beautify yourself, it's not going to help. Aile bekenishtach risi. Ada aile leklaser bekenishtach. Kulu pasku leki haigavna. So he went to 13 shuls, and every one he found a kid that was learning a pasuk that seemed to say that there's no hope for Acher. The Basra Omer Lei Psokli, the last one, he said to the kid, tell me the Pasuk, Omer Lei, Ula Rosha Omer Eloki Malach Ola Saper Chuki. Right, the Rabban Shem said to the Rosha, what are you retelling my Chuki? There's no purpose you to learn Torah. You're a Rosha. So Ahu Yanuka Havi Magam Gim Belishne. That kid couldn't talk straight. Ishtama, when he said, Omer, last week, Ula Rosha Omer, so it sounded, the kid couldn't say an R, so it sounded like an L. So instead of Ula Rasha, it sounded like Ula Elisha. Ula Elisha Omer Elokim. So Ikad the Amre, so that really got him upset, right? And the kid, you know, not just telling me to pasuk, but who are you to tell me off? So some say Sakina Havi Bahave, he had a knife, the Kare, and he, so according to some, and he cut the kid into 13 parts. The Shadre Leklaser Beknishti, he sent part to each shul. So according to this, Elisha ben Avuya really went off the derech. He's a murderer, and there are other medrashim that say that he used to go and tell the Romans when there were children learning Torah that they should come and kill them. He was an informer. But there's others that say he didn't cut up the kid. He cut up his sefer and sent it to the 13th thing. Kare doesn't mean a kid. It means a sefer he was learning from. He, out of rage, he tore it into 13 parts and sent it. Yikad v'amrei Omar, ihavi v'yavi sakina havi karanale. And he didn't actually do it. He said, if I had a knife in my hand, I'd cut this kid up 13 parts or the sefer up into 13 parts. Rashi. No Rashi, let's go on. Kinoch nafshei v'acher, when Acher died, Amrei lo meidan l'dainei v'lo la'alma de'osi leisei. So they said that we can't judge him, and we can't bring him into Olam Haba. Right? Lo meidan l'dainei v'shem d'osi b'raisa. His Torah protects him from judging him negatively. V'lo la'alma de'osi leisei v'shem d'chota. On the other hand, you can't bring him into Olam Haba because he's a sinner. Amar Reb Meir, so Reb Meir was privy to this. He said, "Mutar v'ledaine v'leisi l'amad da'asi." Better he should be judged and get his punishment, so he can go into Olam Haba than be held somewhere in I hate to say limbo, but in somewhere in between. Okay, limbo is a Christian, it's from Dante's Inferno, but in any case, not a Jewish concept. There is no concept of limbo by Yid, but he should be somewhere in abeyance. Between Olam Haba and Gehenna, better he should go to Gehenna and eventually get to Olam Haba. Mosay almost to Ele Osher Mikivro. So Rav Meir said, when I die, my first thing I'm going to do is to see to it that they give Acher a chance to be Neschaper and bring him into Gehenna. Ki Noch Nafshi to Rav Meir. So Rav Meir died, Solik Kutra Mikivri Acher. Smoke came out of the kever of Acher, meaning that it was a simon that they put him into Gehenna. On Rav Yochanan, Tvurta Lemikle Rabbit. Rav Yochanan said, that's a great thing the Rav Meir did, to burn his Rebbe, put him into Gehenna. Right? We had one great scholar amongst us, and he went off the derech, and we couldn't save him. If I will go and take him by the hand and bring him to Olam Haba, who's going to stop me? That's what Rav Yochanan said. So Rav Yochanan said, when I get there, I will get him out of Gehenna and bring him to Olam Haba. Omer Moshe almost Chabe Osh Mikivro. When will come the day that I'll die, and I'll see to it that I'll take Acher out of Gehenna, and the smoke will stop from his cavern. Kinoch nafshe Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan died, posek kutra mikivra de Acher. So that the smoke stopped coming out of the kever of Acher, which was a simon that they got him out of Gehenna. Posek alei ahu sabdana, so the maspid, who was maspid Rav Yochanan, right, said, afilu shomra pesach lo omad lefonecha, even the gatekeeper in Gehenna couldn't stand in your way. You got Acher out of Gehenna. Bito Rabbeinu. Okay, there's Yochanan. Bito shel Acher Asher lekamed the Rebbe. Let's see the Rashi till here. Kadshochiv Acher Amri Berakia Lomeda Nidaine. We had a Talmud Chacham amongst us, one of them, who went off the derech. We don't have the power to bring him to Olam Haba. If I'll go and take him out of Gehenna, who's going to slap me? Mirmei lashon notel miyadi. Right? Who's going to take him out of my hand? That the one mouse took the chametz from another mouse, so Aryumi means to take it out of somebody's hands or somebody's mouth or whatever. Man, kemo minai, loshin kotzeru. Man means from me, as if it said minai, from me. Shomra peso shel gehenem lo omed lefanecha rabbeinu v'echa lo tzi acher misham. So when they eulogized Rav Yochanan, after they saw that the smoke stopped from the kever of Acher, so they said that even the gatekeeper of Gehenna couldn't stop you. Okay. So, Bito shel Acher, Asher lekamei the Rebbe. The daughter of Acher came before Rebbe. Amrele Rebbe Parnaseini. Support me. Rebbe was the head of a gemach. Right? He ran the, what's it called? The, tzedakah fund. The Gemara says in Bolbasra, however, he had rules that he only gave to Talmidei Chachamim or their families. He didn't support Amei Haaretz. That fund was specifically for Talmidei Chachamim. Omer lo bas miyat, who are you? I don't know if I'm allowed to give you money. There's rules for this tzedakah fund. Omer lo bito shel Acher ani. I'm Acher's daughter. I don't know if she said Acher or she hinted to or whatever. Omar lo adai nish mizaru ba'olam. I'm surprised that any of his children are still alive. B'haksiv lo nin v'lo neched bi'amo ve'in sored bi'magurav omar lo. Bi'magurav. Pasuk says by Rishoyim that they don't have children or grandchildren, that and even though there are plenty of Rishoyim with children and grandchildren, but here we're talking about somebody who was a Rasha, the bir tzaddik you are, and you turn your back, you're a makiris boro, bigger Talmud Chacham, the bigger Rasha you are. So that kind of Rasha, surprised that his children are still around. Omra lo, zocher lo torosu atizkar maisav. The maisa, my father had good points too. He had a lot of Torah. And he is marbitz Torah. So remember his good points, his Torah, don't remember what he did. Miyad yorda eish v'sichzecha safsolo shel Rebbe. Fire came out of the heaven and singed the seat that Rebbe was sitting in. Gave him a hot seat. So Lamaisa, what's it called? Rebbe got the message that maybe she's right. Bocha va'omar Rebbe u'mala misganin bokach. The Ravonah Shel Olam protects the honor of the people who disgrace the Torah. The people who what's it called, uphold the Torah and who consider the Torah praiseworthy of Achas Kama V'Kama. Rashi. No Rashi. Let's go on. The Rav Meir Hechi Gomer Tormi Pumi V'Acher. How did Rav Meir learn Torah from Acher? Not allowed to learn Torah from somebody who doesn't keep what the Torah says. V'Omer Rav Barachan Om Rav Yochanan. My deceit, ki sif se koin ishmeru das, the Torah yivakshu mi piyu, ki malach Hashem tzavakosu, im doma harav la malach Hashem tzavakos, yivakshu Torah mi piyu. Im lav al yivakshu Torah mi piyu. The Rav is, looks like, what's it like? It's like a malach, then you should learn Torah. I always like to say this. So some say what it means, a malach, doesn't mean actually mamish like a malach. It means that he's frum. But others say that he's like a malach. A malach stands in one place, doesn't what's it called, improve. He's created to be what he is. Sometimes a Rebbe has to stand in his place and can't worry about his own advancement for the sake of the Talmidim. So if the Rav is like a Malach, others say Malach has one Shlichus, doesn't have more than one Shlichus at a time. If the Rav has one central purpose to be Mechanech those Talmidim, and his other purposes are subordinate to that, like a Malach, then Mevakish Torah Mipiyu. I always like to say, if it said in Dome Ha'ish, L'malach Hashem Tzvakos, Asehu Rav, then nobody's really fit to be a Rav. It says in Dome HaRav, L'malach Hashem Tzvakos, meaning when he is functioning as a Rav, as a Rebbe, he's in front of the students, then he has to appear to be a Malach. The rest of the time, he has to try his best. But at least when he's in front of the students, they should look at him like a Malach. So I found a Chassam Sofer that says Taka that when the time when the Rebbe is teaching his Talmidim, he should have Yira Shamayim Yisera, meaning at that time he has to be mamish like a Malach. And the time that he's not in front of the Talmidim, that's a different story. Therefore, parents have even a harder thing, because the Rebbe is sometimes in front of the Talmidim, sometimes not. But a parent's always in front of the children. Lechora, for them to be educators, they have to always be like a Malach. Omrei Shlokish, Rav Meir Kro Ashka Fedorish. Shlokish said, Rav Meir Darshan the Pasik that permitted him to learn from Acher. Hat oznecha ushma divrei chachomim v'libcha toshis l'da'ati. Follow my das, not l'da'ato, not the people you're learning from. It could be their das isn't good, but if you can follow my das from what they teach you is good enough. Lo nemar elo l'da'ati, it says my das, the Rabbanu Shalom saying, not their das. Rab Chanina Omar Mehochi had a different Pasik. Shimi bas uri'i v'hati ozneich v'shikhi amech u'beisavich. Right? Listen, forget about your father, your nation, just listen to my words. In other words, take the emes and discard where it's coming from. Morris says, Krosh koshu kroya dodi. Ma'isa, the pasuk says, im domar rav l'malach Hashem tzvokos. And these psukur ma'ashmet doesn't make a difference who you learn from, the ikur is what you learn. Lokasha, have a god, have a cotton. It depends. Somebody who's capable of learning from somebody who's a bad influence and not being influenced, a godl, so he can do that. And a cotton, not. The Rambam doesn't bring this down. The Rambam says you're not allowed to learn from a person who's not hoggled. He doesn't say a godl can, because the Rambam, they say that the Rambam Shulchan Aruch held that it is manenu, there's nobody that fits that godl, like Rav Meir did, that could learn from people who are bad influence, whatever. The author of Dimi Omar Amri B'Marova, Rav Meir Ochel Tachla V'Shodesh Shichla Lebra. Rav Meir ate the kernel and he threw away the what's it called, the husk. In other words, the things that Acher gave over which were no good, Rav Meir knew how to discard it. And he took only the things that were good. No, and other people are incapable of discerning. Dorish Rava, my deceive, Alginas Egos, Yorality, Liros, Beibe Hanochal, Loma Nimshu Chachom La Egos, why are Talmidei Chachom compared to nuts? Lomer Lachoma, Egos, Zapopisha, Maluchlich, Betit, Ugetsoa, Ein Masha Besochonimas, a nut, even if it's dirty on the outside but has a shell that separates the dirt from the kernel of the nut. So the kernel still remains okay. So too, even if Talmud Chacham went off the derech, Ein Torosol Nimesis. The Torah that he learned is not Nimas. Now, it could be that that's a Torah he learned before he went off the Derech. That doesn't become sullied. But Torah that he learns after he went off the Derech is influenced by his Rishas. That could be Rameir never learned from Acher things that he learned after he went off the Derech. But what he gave over from the things he learned before he went off the Derech, then this Mashul fits. Ashrei Rava Bar Shila Leyohu. Omer Lei Maiko Ovid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Bar Shila found Eliyahu Novi, and he asked him, what's the Rabbanon Shem doing? Omer Lei Komer Shmaisa Mipimayu Dekula Rabbanon Umipumen De Rameir Lo Komer. The Rabbanon Shem is quoting all the Talmid HaChamim, but doesn't quote Rameir. Omer Lei Amai Yishum Deko Gomer Shmaisa Mipumi D'Acher. Since Rameir learned things from Acher, the Rabbanon Shem is not happy with his Torah, he doesn't quote it. Amalei Amai, Rameir Rimon Matzatocho Ochel Kliposel Zorah. Rameir found the Rimon, and he, what's it called, ate the inside and threw away the Klipa. So, what was wrong with the Torah of Rameir? Even though the things he learned from Acher, he took only the good things and threw away the bad things. So why is the Rabbanu Shalom not happy with him? There must be some Mefarshim, I didn't see them. Doesn't mean anything. We didn't prepare that much here to look into all the Mefarshim here, but that explain why before it compared it to a different kind of fruit you throw away, and here and now it's a rimon. I do see somebody mention a rimon because a rimon is moly mitzvah sivafilu rekamim shabo. Even Acher had some redeeming value, right? But all these different mishalim of being able to take the good and discard the bad. There must be something about each marshal that brings out a different point. Omer Lei Hashtakom Rameir Bini Omer. It says, okay, yeah, the Rabban Shom Taka accepted your Hagana, your Limut Schus on him, and he Taka now is quoting Rameir too. Hashtakom Rameir Bini Omer Bizlan Shon Mitzvah Yishchina Mal Lashon Omeris Kalani Miroshi Kalani Mizroi. That says, like Kilalas Elokim Tolui, when you hang a criminal. So it's really a klala to the Rabban Shalom, because the Rabban Shalom suffers with human beings. And when, when a person's mitzvayer, the Shechina is mitzvayer along with him. Right? Because what we do down here affects kibiyachol, the whole mareches that the Rabban Shalom created. So the Rabban Shalom created a mareches that's called the Shir Koma, that's called Elokim. Right? That's the world patterns itself after a human being. So there's a head to the world and arms to the world or whatever. And when a human being suffers, his arm suffers, the arm of the world suffers. So the Kibyachal, the Shechina says, Kolani Miroshi, Kolani Mizroi. And that was Rameir said that. So the Revolution quoted Rameir. In Kacha Kodesh Baruch Mitzvayer Al Domen Shor Shoyim, the Revolution's Mitzvayer for criminals, murderers, right, who are stoned. Right, criminals who get stoned get hung, and there it says still kilalas elokim tolui. Right, it hurts the Rabbanu Shalom. Kavachom Rav Domen Shalom tzadikim shenishpa. Surely the Rabbanu Shalom suffers when tzadikim suffer. Ashkechei Shmuel of Yehuda the toli beivra the dasha vekabachi. Rav Shmuel found Rav Yehuda who was sitting in the doorway and crying. Let's see Rashi till here. L'da'atom lo ne'mar alma v'rishi askina, not following there the Talmidei Chachamim's das, but my das. The Ka'omer hatoz necha. So it says, listen to what they say, follow what I say, not what they say, but listen to what they say and take out of it what I say. Hati oznech l'shmoa v'yas maseim shikhi. Yo, tell me the Yosa, forget about the source and go after the content. Right? And that's the thing. It says, Kabelis or Emes, Misha Omro. Right? Emes, you can take from anybody. Even Goyim, even Rishoyim, whatever. But you have to know how to be discerning. Godl Hayodea Lizor Shalimli Maisa. Godl means somebody who's capable of not being affected. Yochalum al Torah Mipiv. Tachla, Priachitzon Anecho Bitzmara. Tachla is the outer pre that's eaten from a, what's it called, by a date. Shichla garina hanizrekis, and shichla is the inner pit. Now here the marshal is, he threw away the pit and he kept the outside. By the rimon, it's just the opposite. He threw away the klipa and he ate the thing inside. Okay, and a rimon lechora has a klipa, then it has fruit, and then it has a pit. The fruit is around the pit. So if you think about the marshal, the first one is that if you hit the Torah first, get the Torah and don't get to the Maisim Roim. The other one, you get to the Maisim Roim, you throw them away. Then you get to the fruit, and then there's Viter Maisim Roim. Right? That's a much higher Madrega, where you're able to have the Sakana being influenced by the peel, and then to have the pit after that, and to take the food from in between the two psolas. The other one is, you get the food, and you don't ever come in contact with the pit. You eat the food around the pit. That's much easier. Okay, so let's go on. Hashtag Omer Ashtag Shamala Kolcha the Omer Shmuel Pi. Yeah, well, the Rabban Shalom accepted what you said in defense of Acher, of Rav Meir, and he said Torah in the name of Rav Meir. Kalani Miroshi, Rav Meir Omer Mesechus Sanhedrin. This is Rav Meir's word in Mesechus Sanhedrin. The Medrash Kikilas Elokim Tolui. In darshaning the pasuk Kikilas Elokim Tolui, Kal Leis Inikal. Lishna Ma'alya Kino Hadover Klapi Mala. Right? Less Einika. It's not easy for me. The Rav Shalom says, when it's not easy for human beings suffer, I suffer too, even Rishoy. Kalani Mizroi, Kovid Ani Mizroi. My arms are heavy, my head is heavy. Shiyotzarti Zeh Shemes Bavono. It's hard for me that I created something like someone like this who, had to be killed because of his Averis. The Tali Divra the Dasha, Nisham Abriach. He was standing on in the doorway, leaning on the doorpost. Okay, Omar Lei Shinna, Maiko Bachis. So Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, youngster, what are you crying about? Omar Lei Mizutra Maidach Sibu Rabbanan, is it small what it says by the Rabban? Is it something small? Aye Sofer, Aye Shokel. Right, where is the Sofer? Where is the Shokel? Aye Sofer is Hamigdolin. Right, Aye Sofer Shoyu Soferim Kolosio for the Torah. Where are the Talmid HaChomim who counted every word of the Torah? Every word was precious. They counted it out. It was every letter they learned things from. Ayeshokel, Shoyoshokim, Kalim, the Chamurim, Sheba Torah. Right? So every letter of the written Torah was important to them. And every Kalvachomer, every Svara was important. That's Torah Shebal Peh. Ayeshokel, Samigdolim, Shoyoshonim, Gimel, Meos, Halachas, the Migdala Poreach, Ba'adir. They were able to say 300 halachas in a migdala poreach ba'avir. Rashi says, we'll see 1 second what migdala poreach ba'avir is. Even though on the surface it sounds like a tower that flies in the air, which some say, you see over here, they knew about flying machines. But we'll see, most Rishonim learn means something different completely. But there are some Rishonim who say it means that. They were able with magic to make towers fly, like rockets or whatever, and they knew 300 halachos nogeya to that magic, those magic spells. Rashi, the Migdal v'Rabbanan v'Talmidim Ayotzim v'Tarbus Ra. The Rabbanan, this pasuk we'll see, is talking about tremendous Talmidim Chachamim who go up the Derech. Shoklin Lidrosh Kal V'Chomer v'Chamor Mikal l'fi ha'mishkola shol Kal V'Chomer. They learn the Chomer from the Kal and the Kal from the Chomer. Right, like the svara of a kavachom, the migdal aporeh ba'aver yesh mefarshim shedarshin govo shalamed, the darshin bo kol zos. The migdal aporeh ba'aver is the head of the lamed. It's like a little tower on top of the chof. That's how a lamed is, and they darshin halachas from that head of the lamed. The yeshomrim migdal dor haploga. Sometimes talking about migdal aporeh ba'aver is a reference to Migdal Bavel, the linear Migdal HaPasuach LaAvir Garcina, not Migdal HaPoreach BaAvir, Migdal HaPasuach LaAvir. If you have a tower, right, and it's opened into the air, Behein Mehilchus Olos, and this is a halacha in Mesechus Olos, Migdal Shel Eitz Shekorin Nishtayer. You have a tower, okay, that's hollow. The Omeg the Pesach, and it's standing in the doorway. Upischo pasuach lebiko lechoser, and the opening to the tower is outside the door to the outside. Shehu avir. Meseches Olos Yeshna Mishnah Nigdal HaOmid Ba'av. There's a Mishnah like that. So it's talking about they knew 300 halachas in this halacha of Tumah V'Tara of Nigdal HaPasuach La'avir. So Rashi says three pshatim. Either it's a euphemism, they knew 300 things about Nigdal Bavel, or it's talking about what's it called, they darshaned halachas from the Vav on top of the Chaf of the Lamed, or this halacha of Tumah V'Tara. Tosfos says a different pshat, not over here, that, I don't remember what he says, but in any case, what's it called? But there is a pshat that Migdala Porevavar means that their magic, they made towers fly, and they were able to say 300 halachas from the Nogeya to those towers. Okay. V'om Rebami, Klas Meya, Boy, Bo, Doeg Vachitofa, Migdala Porevavar. Doeg and Achitofel, who both went off the derech, and they'd have no chelik in Olam Haba, right, knew how to ask, what's it called, 300 shilas, legabi this migdal aporech ba'aver, whatever it was, usnan, and yet, it says, gimel malachim v'arba had yot, seinam chelik ma'ba, and two of them is Doeg and Achitofel. So with all their tremendous chochma satora, they lost their chelik in Olam Haba, and they went off the derech. Hanan matan v'alon. So if the Pasuk says that, look at his great Talmid Chachamim, and all the Torah didn't help them, what are we going to say? How can we, what's it called, justify ourselves? Omer le'shin atino haish to believe them. Don't worry. They were rotten from the core. They were rotten from the beginning. It's not that they were big Talmid Chachamim that went off the derech. There was something wrong with them to begin with. Tino haish to believe them. Acher mai. What was Achim? Where do you see that he was already rotten from the beginning, even before he went off the derech? Zemer Yevoni lo poskem mipumid. He used to sing Greek songs all the time. Right? He would hum Greek songs. Rashi said, "What's wrong with that?" Tino haisa belivam. David had yotos, as Rashi, but Bilam the doeg b'achitofa v'geichosi v'perichelit. Tino haisa belivam. Rishoyim hoy miyameyim. They were originally rishoyim. They didn't go off the derech. Their whole Torah was a facade. Acher mai mitnei ma boli dekach v'lo higina toras olav. How did Acher? What did he have wrong with him to begin with that his Torah didn't protect him? Zemer yivani lo pasuk mideiso v'hayelo lahaniach v'shvil churban abayis. So you see from Rashi, the problem wasn't with Greek songs; it was the fact that it's also to listen to music, so it doesn't make a difference what music it was. Okay. Wasn't the fact that it was Yevani. Right? After Churban Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to listen to music while you drink wine. There's different halachas, whatever, when it's also to listen to music. But the problem was the music, not the source of the music. Mashmah from this, there's nothing wrong with Greek music. It's just if you listen to it improperly, the wrong time. Others say, then it wouldn't say Zemer Yevani, it would just say Zemer. Mashma that there was something wrong with the Greek music itself, right? It was either apikursis or it was immoral or whatever. But from here, from both of them, you see that there's intrinsically nothing wrong with Goyish music. Either there was something wrong with it because it was Yevani, right, and it was wrong, or it was wrong because the music was at the wrong time. But just because it was Zemer Yevani, from Rashi, you see clearly that doesn't pass it. Right, if you can learn emes from people who are not tzaddikim or rishoyim, so surely you can listen to music that was composed by people who are rishoyim, and that's really the halach. As long as it's not music that's church music or avodah zarah, or that it's gilui arayis, the words are wrong, or the beat is one that is made to make you feel hefker. But if the music is good music, right, then it doesn't make a difference who composed it. And the opposite is true. If it's bad music, then it doesn't make a difference who composed it either. Or if it's set to psukim or whatever, it's just as if it would be composed by a goy and sung by a goy or whatever. Okay, Shaul, one second. Omru alav alacher, another thing. B'shoshu ya'omni v'samedrish. When he got up from the base medrash, Har Beis Sifrei Minim Noshu Micheko. So a lot of Sifrei Ninim would fall out of his, he hid them in his clothes, and they, when he got up, they fell down. So like we said the other day, it's like he was reading comic books inside his Gemara. Okay. Shoal Nimus Hagar the Esrav Meir. Nimus Hagar the Esrav Meir the following. Call Amr the Nochis Liora Soli. Right? Every wool that you put into the pot to dye comes out dyed. Omale Koman the Havi Noki Agav Ime Soli. Call the Lohavi Noki Agav Ime Lo Soli. Is what he's saying was the following. If you put somebody into Torah, the Torah is going to die him, going to have an effect on him. So how could it be that there's these Rishoyim that immerse themselves in Torah and the Torah has no effect? So he said it depends what the wool is to begin with. Wool that was clean to begin with will get dyed nicely. The wool that was dirty to begin with won't get dyed. Mele, if somebody, when he learned Torah to begin with, learned it, like we said, with bad intentions or whatever, it's not going to have an impression on him. Okay, Rashi. No shemicheko kosher hifkirat smol tarvus. Before he went off the derech, he already was reading Sifrei Ninim. Alma tina habas believe he already had, it was off the, he was already bad to begin with. Kol amr denochus liyoris solik. Kol semer shenitin liyoris shol samamonim litzboa olalot shivo oeno ol. Imagine you put wool into a vat of dye, it's going to get dyed. So why, if you don't put so much Talmud Chacham into Torah, immerse him in Torah, why isn't it have an effect on him? Kolomer kol alomdim l'tnei chachamim ol elohem torosim l'hagin aleihem min acheid. So he told him, no. Kol v'nok yagavime shalom ishlach leik begiza ol elotziva. If the wool is clean, it'll take the color. But kolomer kol sheyira shcheto kodomus l'chachmasa ola. The person started out with yira shamayim, then the Torah is Torah, and it'll have an effect on him. Tach nira be'enai. Rabbo say meforshim kol amr denochis liyoris solik. Kol sheyerid lidom begehenim ola. He meant to something else. That if you put somebody into Gehenim, he'll get out. Agav imo shemer ben yomo shalor nirmas betit ola lo hatseva. Kolomer sheyes zechuyos biyado ola. People have zechuyos get out of Gehenim. But there are people who don't get out of Gehenim that were dirty to begin with.